Auxiliary's View by Patricia Hale, BVAA reporter and past national president. Patty Hale's auxiliary view is accompanied in this issue by a half-length front view photo of Patty. She is dressed in formal business attire and has a small name badge. In the second column of the print version of this article is the familiar BVAA emblem. The auxiliary's view begins with the subtitle, Opinion versus Advocacy. Opinion versus Advocacy. An opinion is a, quote, view, judgment, or appraisal formed in the mind about a particular matter, unquote. Webster. Expressing one's opinion is, therefore, talking about that which is formed in the mind and is frequently quite personal. Opinionated is unduly adhering to one's own opinion. Advocacy is the, quote, act or process of pleading, defending, and or maintaining a cause or proposal, especially before a tribunal or judicial court, unquote. Webster. An advocate, therefore, must have the facts in order to support a particular cause. Opinions may or may not be based on fact. An advocate's support has no basis unless it can be substantiated with education, fact, repeated experience, or research. People are often emotional about their opinions because they own them. Advocates usually speak passionately because they learned, lived, and/or studied their causes. When, as a blind person or caregiver, you are asked what you think about a topic related to a blind cause, consider your answer, and don't be shy about identifying whether you are responding with your opinion or advocacy. When a veteran is declared legally blind, a whole set of opinions, mostly negative, arise about what the now blinded veteran can and cannot do, and what they know and do not know. Hilariously funny is that the blind can no longer hear, so others talk louder. Talk around rather than to the blind. Suddenly, the blind can no longer hold leadership positions in the community or other organizations. They are often barred from holding particular jobs or positions because others believe that the blind are beneath the sighted in abilities to learn and do. Generally, these opinionated persons lack the knowledge or understanding needed to even enter a conversation about blindness. Advocacy for the blind has proven that the blind individual can do almost anything a sighted person can do, just differently. BVA and BVAA are advocacy organizations. In their 75 years, BVA has advocated successfully for the VA, VIST, BROS, and BRC programs, among many other blinded veteran issues. Most recently, they successfully advocated for changes in the VA caregiver program. Expressed opinion or advocacy? Do you want emotion or information or both? If you want an opinion, it's easy to get. If you want information, be specific with your question or ask the person whom you believe has the facts. Be conscious of this fact. The better you are as an advocate, others, in order to devalue and overpower you, will attempt to maintain their imagined power by referring to your advocacy as being opinionated. Advocacy is empowerment and independence. A successful advocate can rise above the self-generated opinions of others. Reality says it's the difference between emotion and facts. The best part is that you can get involved. Advocate for yourself. Get educated. Be sensitive and passionate in your advocacy for our veterans and their families.